This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. This is a story about what one police officer is calling a miracle. A Bolivian police officer is giving God the glory after he was shot because a pocket Bible stopped a bullet from entering his chest. Hear more about this officer's testimony after this quick break.
Do you want to unlock your purpose by connecting to God's Word in such a way that you feel the Holy Spirit guide your every step? As women, we can put the brakes on our spiritual journey because of our busy schedules. This is why Treasured Ministries helps women from all over the world learn how to cultivate a deeper connection with the Word of God, regardless of their schedule. Women need to feel the Holy Spirit lead them through every season on their faith journey, every day. Don't wait another day to unlock what God has for you. To learn more, go to tmin.live/home. That is tmin.live/home.
A Bolivian police officer is giving God the glory after a near-death incident. When the officer was shot in the chest, his pocket Bible kept the bullet from fatally harming him. The miraculous moment took place during a clash between law enforcement and protesters who were loyal to former President Evo Morales. Oscar Gutierrez, who is head of the Special Force of the Fight Against Crime of Santa Cruz, affirms that his officer was shot in the chest, but that he had a Bible that stopped the projectile. The officer who was shot says, yes, it was a miracle. Gutierrez added, he is a young officer whose life was saved miraculously. He was shot by a projectile, I assume of 9mm caliber, and I know the weapons here used were stolen from the Bolivian police. The officer underwent medical tests but is expected to go back to work soon since he was completely unharmed. The aforementioned protests were the result of Morales being forced out of power by the military after allegedly rigging the election. He has taken refuge in Mexico. In the meantime, Senator Jeanine Añez is acting as interim president. But FaithWire reports that not everyone is supporting Añez. Morales supporter Julio Chapana says that she declared herself president without having a quorum in the parliament. Meanwhile, the senator believes she has a right to her position. She says she is committed to returning democracy and tranquility to the country. Read more about this story at charismanews.com or faithwire.com. And tune in next time. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.